We're going to go to Derry now, where one street in particular has gone all out to spread the Christmas cheer, and the displays are attracting curious crowds from across the region. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley has been to see them.
It's a beacon of light that's drawing crowds of sightseers from across the region. Racecourse Drive in Derry is a street of around 30 houses. This year, though, it's been transformed into a veritable Santa's grotto. Every property festooned with lights, others with light-up reindeer and snowmen. It's a winter wonderland and has been temporarily renamed Christmas Drive.
Nice, puts a smile on everybody's face too, doesn't it?
The way in the night, she was dying. It's her first time and she's just all over the place. I got there going, what's going on? You know, every Christmas fall, me ever woke up as a child and saying, this is what you want here as a three-year-old. I'm like the three-year-old, so I'm loving it to be honest.
Laura Meehan owns one of the houses and explains how it all started at the height of the pandemic.
This all started the year lockdown. There's usually a couple of houses that are always heavily decorated anyway. So when we seen them decorated, we wanted decorated. So we asked, and then my two neighbours done it at the same time as me. Then everybody sort of followed then. So this year we wanted it bigger and better to spread a wee bit of Christmas cheer. We hopefully might have a wee competitor, and there'll be like street wars, deck the halls, see who raises the most.
It's been widely promoted on social media. People are coming from miles around to take pictures and to gaze in amazement.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant. If every state done that, it would be a good Christmas. After the year we've had, and hopefully it'll be a good Christmas.
Smile on his face whenever we came down the street. It was like, can we go in? Can we go in? But he loves it. It's class. Good for Halloweens.
Oh, it's definitely something that everybody does in Derry. Yeah. Community spirit's great at Christmas time.
Oh, I agree. I live in Manchester. I only came back today. But you wouldn't see anything like this over there at all. Like, nobody really makes an effort.
The traffic never stops. Between 6 and 10 most evenings, there's a cavalcade of cars through the street. Residents have recognised its appeal and are encouraging donations to two local charities, one dealing with addiction, the other the Foyle Hospice. Donal Henderson is the hospice's chief executive.
It's so creative. I mean, from the roundabout, you know, I think it would be very difficult for even the Grinch himself to not crack a smile when you're coming past something like this. It just stands out, and you know, we've seen so many aerial view photographs. But when you're driving along and you just see this absolutely amazing display of lights, it really gets you in the Christmas spirit. Aside from the wonderful opportunity to raise funds, I think the essence of this is about community spirit. It's about people coming together, coming up with an idea. You know, we all too often hear really bad stories about neighbours not getting on with each other. And, you know, within a neighbourhood like this, it's just fabulous to see them come together, create something wonderful, and, you know, in part to help those that are in need at this time of the year.
The light show will run between now and Christmas. It's estimated the additional electricity costs around £20 per house per week, though some of the homes have solar panels. So it's carbon neutral and Christmassy all at the same time.
What's not to like there? Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.